It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Serena Klippenstein.
So the crops are looking fairly good. Things are still dry. Most soybean crops across Manitoba are at or approaching R6. Premature drying of soybeans is occurring in many regions, though some regions have been hit harder than others. Soybeans in dry or sandy regions are showing patches of dry down or color change and are progressing towards leaf drop, while soybeans in regions with more moisture are still trying to fill pots. Dry bean fields in eastern Manitoba are beginning to dry down, are at R8.5 to R9 or mid to full maturity, with some desiccation happening in the central region. And in general, dry beans are drying down pretty quick. Field pea harvest is underway in most regions across Manitoba. Generally, later seeded peas are at R6, while earlier seeded peas have already been harvested, and near Swan River, pea harvest is nearing completion. Yields so far have been variable and typically depend on crop moisture throughout the growing season. Faba beans in eastern Manitoba are approaching R8, with most fields short in stature and some pod splitting or seed drop occurring in the driest areas. And grasshoppers are still present in low to moderate levels across all fields and have been moving from harvested crops into green ones, such as soybeans or dry beans that haven't been harvested yet. Farmers should continue scouting and should consider both the economics and pre-harvest intervals of insecticide application before spraying.
And Serena, when it comes to dry bean desiccation, what are some things farmers should keep in mind?
So proper desiccation timing for dry beans is when seed moisture is below 30%, and this is evident when there's 80% pod color change and 80 to 90% leaf drop. It should be based on the least mature part of the field. And there are a few products available for desiccation in dry beans, including Heat, Reglone, and Volterra. And MPSG recommends that farmers check out the 2019 Grower Advisory on keepingitclean.ca if they haven't already, and make sure they consult their buyer before selecting a desiccation product just to avoid market risks. And we're currently working on a dry bean desiccation guide, but there's also more information on desiccation timing that can be found in our online bean report this week.
Do you have any harvest tips for dry beans?
The main thing is that dry bean harvest can begin at 18 to 22% seed moisture, and this is when some pods are brown, but most pods are still yellow. And we'll have more tips on different dry bean harvest methods, including undercutting, swathing, and direct harvesting or straight cutting on MPSG's online bean report, and that's out tomorrow.
Thanks, Serena. Serena Klippenstein is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.